Our next guest travels to India regularly. Maninda, good afternoon.
Yeah. Hi, Dom. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Now, tell us what happened when you transferred money within India recently.
Well, during my trip to India, Dom, I just transferred my money from one bank account to another bank account.
And this is at two separate banks?
Yeah, totally two different banks.
Yep.
And I was really surprised how the system talks to each other and the money get credited to my other account within an hour.
An hour?
Well, within an hour. And I was expected money to be credited after 2 to 3 days, like here within Australia.
So has that been your experience here in Australia, but two different banks, it will take at least a couple of days to move money from one to the other?
Oh, yeah. The day I transfer money on Friday, it get credited on Wednesday. So it means you can see Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday I got the money in my account. So
do you think in your experience the Indian banking system is, in a way, more modern than our system?
Well, Tom, when I left India 8 years back, the things were just a normal here, 2 to 3 days. But now after 8 years, the things improved so much over there. Means, I was surprised, means in Australia, we have a very vast technologies. All the security systems we have a place in the banking system. But still, it takes a lot of time for the money to get credit to another account. But the thing is, means when someone creates money, there's every day millions of dollars credit transferred over electronically. But where they goes between the time of 2 to 3 days? Who look after those money and who getting the interest of those things as well?
Well, Meninda, no one knows. Well, that is an excellent question. I do appreciate you coming on. Meninda sent me an email about this today and he's absolutely spot on. Meninda, thank you for coming on. It is positively antiquated to take 2 or 3 days to transfer money in a modern system. Now, I think it harkens back to, because we used to send checks back and forth, we were sort of used to that. But the reality is, I think the banks make an absolute mozza. Imagine with all these transfers going on, there's 2 to 3 days cash just sloshing around in their overnight bank accounts. They earn interest on that. Now, I don't know how big a contributor it is to their bottom line multi-billion-dollar profits, but it is a contributor. But it shouldn't be. The banks should send the money straight across, which they're quite capable of doing instantaneously.